यार कभी ना रूठे।
It was just a few friends watching television at home, basically watching a movie at home, a Spanish movie, and it came with English subtitles, and I was just wondering why they don't just put Spanish subtitles on Spanish films, because our objective was to learn Spanish at that point. So we would have understood the words much better. And then it was just a casual remark, hey, if they just put it on film songs in India, maybe India would become literate.
Brij Kothari first road-tested his novel idea of teaching people to read using Bollywood songs by placing two television sets in crowded places such as train stations and local villages. The program, which showed the songs with subtitles, proved more popular than the one without.
So we've had, for example, children watching the songs on television and actually writing down the lyrics and filling out notebooks full of lyrics.
A few more studies later, the Cornell-educated Bridge pitched his idea to television executives in an attempt to have subtitled programs broadcast on a national scale. It took him 5 years of constant persuasion before the TV head honchos finally relented, and the programs have since proven to be a hit.
With every program that we've partnered, actually we have contributed about 15% to the ratings of that program. So with that data, we are now approaching private channels also to kind of take on this idea and implement it in the interest of national literacy.
Now, India's national broadcaster, Doordarshan, runs 6 subtitle programs every week, and there are plans to increase this to 10 by March. Brij also hopes to push the programs to include subtitles in 10 out of 17 official languages in India. He says this would appeal to a larger cross-section of the country, where claimed official literacy rates of 65% are dubious.
The way it's documented is that one person goes to the household, asks the head of the household, who in your household are literate? And then they're marked as literate, and that's the end of that. And most people, if you ask them, if they've learned to read even half the alphabet, at that point they don't want to call themselves illiterate. It's obvious, because they feel like, you know, it's a question of self-respect. They've put in so much effort to learn some of the alphabet, and now they cannot call themselves illiterate. Obviously they're not illiterate, but neither they are completely literate.
Because of the sheer numbers involved, the project is extremely cost-effective and needs only $1 to educate 10,000 people for 1 year. Bridge has ambitions to promote this inexpensive education method internationally and even hopes that it will foster relations between India and Pakistan.
We have plans to introduce this program. We're going to try first in South Asia. I would love it if it goes to Pakistan, because, you know, it'll partly be a peace initiative or a collaboration on literacy between two countries. That would be wonderful.